Despite Saturday's cool temperatures, overcast skies, and many other downtown weekend events, Anchorage's annual Gay Pride Parade and Park Strip celebration drew more participants than usual on Saturday. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
As he looked for his group at the staging ground, Tony Glavonic saw this year's parade through downtown as particularly important.
We do have a major ordinance before the assembly, and I think this is just another opportunity for the people of Anchorage to show the assembly and everyone who's watching that this is important to us and that equal rights are important.
For the past 2 weeks, the continuing public hearing over a proposal to include sexual orientation under the city's anti-discrimination ordinance has filled the Anchorage Assembly chambers with hundreds for and against the inclusion. Shirley Rivas is the stepmother of a gay son. Rivas had testified at the Anchorage Assembly's public hearing on the first night and continued to watch the testimony on subsequent evenings.
This day is very important to the gay community because of what's going on in Anchorage, and there's so much vitriolic against this ordinance and against the gay community, and I think it's a blot on Anchorage, Alaska.
The community-wide debate seems to have impacted the size of the parade. This year's over two dozen units matched 2001 for size, which also reflected local politics. That year, gay and non-gay groups joined together in reaction to then-Mayor George Wirch's removal of a gay pride display in the Lusac Library a couple of weeks earlier. A lawsuit forced the mayor to rescind the exhibit ban. Participant Gail Smoke agrees the parade is a chance for gays to reach out for political support, but he says it has even more importance on a personal level.
This is affirmation. I'm 62 years old, and this is my favorite year, a day all year, because I get to march in this parade, and I get to publicly declare that I'm gay, and I'm very proud to be gay, and from the side, you get affirmation.
Part of that affirmation came from people outside the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community who also joined the parade.
We are the Rage City Roller Girls, which is Anchorage's roller derby league. We have a lot of gay fans. We want to show them our support and come out here and skate with them and roll along.
This year's parade included two units from the Matsu Valley, as well as four Anchorage religious groups. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.